This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A leader of the Islamic Jihad militant group in Gaza says a ceasefire has been reached with Israel to end 5 days of heavy fighting. But after the ceasefire was to take effect, continued rocket fire persisted and Israel was reportedly striking targets in Gaza. A similar announcement last week by Egypt unraveled amid continued fighting. The fighting has killed 33 Palestinians inside Gaza, including at least 13 civilians. 2 people were killed by rocket fire in Israel. Some Turkish voters headed to the polls Sunday are expressing fury at February's earthquake response by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's administration, while others say they are proud to vote once again for their government. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Hatay in southeastern Turkey.
Erdogan has led Turkey for more than 20 years, and some political parties say they believe this election may be their chance to step in. This member of the Republic People's Party, the leading opposition party, does not want to be identified. He says his party has promised reform of the justice system if they win. But analysts say Turkey's skyrocketing prices are the voters' biggest concern. The cost of food and rent has doubled, tripled, or even quadrupled in some parts of Turkey. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Hatay, Turkey.
Pakistan's prime minister says authorities will go after those involved in violent protests following the detention of his predecessor, Imran Khan, including prosecution and anti-terrorism courts. The prime minister's warnings were a sign of further escalation in the long-running showdown between the government and Khan, who has the backing of a large number of supporters. Follow us on the VOA.